everyone. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Weekly Dose of Therapy, with your host, Tori K. Moncrief. And on today's episode, we'll be discussing self-development. Now, guys, today's episode was supposed to be on mental health, but the two people were supposed to come talk to me about that, or talk with me about that, aren't here, so I decided to change the topic. So I'm letting you guys be aware of that now. Before I kickstart today's show, I'd like to say thank you for all of you for listening to the previous episodes that were released. Thank you for all the love and support thus far. Thank you for the feedback, and thank you for, you know, just being here with me through this journey as I continue. And I just pray and hope that you all would still listen out for the episodes that I will be releasing in the near future. And, you know, just be a part of the weekly dose of therapy fan club. Well, anyways, as I said before, today's topic is self-development, and in the house we have Mr. Brian. Yes, Tremaine Brian.
What do you have for coming first?
Yes, guys, so we have him in the house today, so he'll be here to do a little bit of talking with me on self-development. Thank you for being here, Mr. Brian.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Alright, guys. Been here neither still.
What?
We could have been here neither.
Yes, he's a engineer. That's the right term.
Yeah, that's the right term.
In office with me. Yes, he's an engineer. Yes. So, anyways, self-development. It is very important, you know, branding yourself, consistency, acceptance, growth, and visibility. It's a very important aspect to developing yourself and putting yourself out there to people so people know who you are. Developing your brand and, you know, being out there in your career and in your personal life. So, Mr. Brian. My question to you. What do you believe is self-development in your own way, in your own terms?
Well, for me, self-development is basically figuring out the life skills of which a person lacks or in need of to be one of the
best
or above average person to in this world, and practicing to be each time to be a better version of you.
Yep, that is very important.
So that's my description of self-development.
Yes, being the best version of you is something that is really important, and always being mindful of that you should not compare yourself to others. And who you were yesterday, that is who you should try to be better than today. Don't focus on others or what they are doing to develop themselves. Just focus on you, and you will continue to grow. So, how do you develop yourself on a day-to-day basis? Like, what do you do as a self-development training, or what does the term you call it?
Well, first, I would like to start my morning with motivational speech, something positive. Imagine waking up every morning listening like to the news, 4 people killed, 10 died, or shooting took place in Montego Bay. No, your morning start, and I always say the morning is the most important time of my day. Where it's where you refresh all your cells in your body, get a chance to regenerate, so to have a good day after a good night's sleep, or even if you sleep good, you get a chance to regenerate on some on some level. Now, think of this, with listening to motivational speech each morning, it gives me a chance to see the world on a more optimistic level, where I see opportunity present itself in different ways and forms. Some may not suit my condition, which I may need them to be, but being optimistic, I have
it's
to see.
It's a very important part of self-development, you know. Just always having a positive mindset to everything. Never thinking that, all right, it never worked out for me. I saw that go. You know, just go back and look on it and say, maybe it didn't work out because maybe I was not ready for that at the time. Or maybe that just wasn't the right opportunity for me. But it is important to be optimistic, guys. And that is something I am big on. I mean, always optimistic. Bad. Optimistic, bad. Like, something will happen today. And me probably cuss about it now and say all sort of negative things about it. But just, you know, giving my time to ear out a little bit
wait. But if you cuss about it and say all kind of negative thing about it, that is not optimistic, that is pessimistic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But sometimes optimists can be pessimistic at times. So, no, but I think say, me are always optimistic.
Listen. The Bible said, the water can't be salt and fresh at the same time. So you can't be one or two. You can't be lukewarm. You have to be the hot or cold. You get me, I say?
Well, me lukewarm. Me very lukewarm. But either way, yes, because about it first, and then me sit down and really think about it, and then look at the positive that I have gained out of it. So yes, guys, me lukewarm according to Mr. Brian. Me lukewarm. Yes. But it is really important to be optimistic, guys. And as I talk about optimism, I remember a particular situation with work where I was supposed to do something. Was it work or school? Lord God, I probably mix up a story, but it was one of those situations. So I was supposed to do a project, right? Yes, it was school. I remember now. I was supposed to do a project. I was supposed to do a project, and when the project's supposed to start, me not, like the person that was supposed to come on board to do the project, them now pull them weight. The material no make no sense. Everything just haywire, and I started getting really pissed off. And I'm like, this not gonna do good. It just gonna look tacky. The teacher not gonna like it. Blah blah blah. And me will cuss come and all of that. And eventually, you know what I did? I just reconditioned my mind and I said, Turkey, sit down and really look at what you can get out of this. So look at the positive things that you can get out of it. So I went through and I read the documents and I got some key points and I just reconstructed the whole document and it came up pretty good after that. So,
hold on, I have a similar story. I'm going to share my similar story.
Story time.
Well, when I was going to college, right, there was this subject called engineering science, right? I was doing different form of engineering. I was doing mechanical engineering at college. I wasn't doing audio engineering. Now, with engineering science, we have a compilation of chemistry, physics,
bio.
My maths in it.
Then about the bio?
But you know, it's like mechanics, so biology wasn't important at that point. Well, with engineering science, again, a project. But this is a part of my personality where even if from primary school, if we get project, even if I'm not the leader of the team,
project.
Yeah, our project,
you I will push up yourself a bit.
I will do everything without everybody else knowing.
Oh.
Right. So, thing is, because I never tend to leave my faith in hands of others. And what I did, I'm always late.
Facts, come on, we're supposed to start this podcast, yeah. You know, him tell me 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, you know what time him reach? Probably, I mean, it's the time reach. So, I'm always late. I mean, if you talk still, come in late sometimes. Come in late today.
Yeah, so I'm always late. So, you know what happened is that we were the ones supposed to start the presentation. And what happened is the leader, which is me, was late. Now, The teacher write as I wrote 0 for the project. But when I came, being I'm a jovial person, I started to give the teacher a little smile on her face, and the class started to smile and glad they all happy to see me. At the end of the day, the teacher said, okay, listen, let me give you a chance to redeem yourself. What happened was, all of my colleagues didn't do one thing except for me. Thank God, I've done everything, because they couldn't do what they were supposed to do. Like, the topic was aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do any form of research about aluminum or nothing like that.
So what did they go present?
No, they just copy and paste something off of the internet and I read, and the teacher like, this to organize. No, when I came in the class, I handed out to my fellow teammates just something to read. This is the first time they are seeing it, you know. In my hand, there's nothing at all, cause what I do is that I've done a similar research about aluminum back in high school in chemistry class, and it's like I knew everything about aluminum. It wasn't for me to study it, cause
there was nothing new to you.
Nothing new to me.
Flow.
No. What happened was that, now, they read and I discuss, and I was being challenged by a student in the class, and the subject or the course that I was doing was mechanical engineering, but in engineering science we have electrical student as well. So now electrical students started questioning me about how aluminum conduct electricity. And each question, I gain an extra point. At the end of the presentation, we gain 93 points, or 93%.
Coming from zero. Right?
Coming from zero. And the only reason the teacher said we didn't get 100 points was because I was late.
You see that? just be optimistic, you know. Him could have gone in and cuss and say, really, miss? Because I'm late, you know, I'm present and I'm going there with a negative attitude. But just, you know, being optimistic and all, he got a chance to present and he still got a good, really good grade. And even though he was late, he still got a good grade, which is really good. And this just goes to, how would I say this now? This goes to show his level of maturity too, because not a lot of persons would be able to just go in there and look at it from an optimistic perspective and say, all right then, I'm going to try to see if I can talk to her and see if I can still present and get a good grade. Some persons would have fly off of the handle long time and cuss her out and say, oh, she wicked and bad and she couldn't make me present and whatever. But you see, maturity with self-development is very key. Once you're mature, may I tell you, say, anything will come at you, any challenge, you just look upon it from a positive perspective and go through it same way and come out on the good end. So maturity, guys, is something that a lot of us should try and develop, because, alright, here's why. There are 7 marks of maturity in life. A mature person is able to keep long-term commitments. A mature person is unshaken by flattery or criticism. A mature person possesses a spirit of humility, and they make decisions based on character, not feelings, express gratitude constantly, and knows how to prioritize other persons before themselves, and seeks wisdom before acting. So in the example or the story that Mr. Brian gave us, he showed a spirit of humility, meaning that he just humbled himself and spoke to the teacher from a heart of humility, meaning that he allowed her to, you know, laugh and allowed the class to laugh, and that just changed their whole mood. And also he made a decision based on the teacher's character, or based on how he knew he would
based
approach
on
the situation.
My character.
Well, based on his character. But it also included how the teacher is too, because sometimes too, you're in a situation and the teacher can be very stern, and you have to know how to approach her in a way if you get her to laugh, because I know everybody can easy for laugh, you understand?
True.
So you have to make the decision based on the person's character as well. So remember, guys, when you're in any situation, if you can remember, just, you know, have those 7 maturity tips at the back of your mind and see if you can act with them. But moving on from the topic of maturity, let us talk about balance. With self-development come balance, meaning that balance, self-development, balance and change, all in one. Those we're going to talk about. Balance with self-development, I'm talking about balancing your personal life and your career life, professional life. Not a lot of people know how to balance the two. Sometimes it's so hard to balance the two because both can be so demanding. But 3 tips that I have learned today that I should use in finding my balance is to be spiritually balanced, emotionally balanced, and physically balanced. Now let us explain those 3 to you. Mr. Brian said to me today that you could be someone who is physically okay, but emotionally and spiritually you're off kilter. Mentally and spiritually you're off kilter, because emotions still come with a mental thing. You could physically well, but you're off kilter otherwise. Why? Because all 3 are connected, and that is what we call balance. You see, if you have a steady relationship with the Lord, or even just a steady relationship on a spiritual level, being healthy in your mind, which would be discussed next week, having a healthy mental space, and being physically okay. Once you have those 3 in order, mentally, say, everything else for you in terms of self-development just flows so easily. So it becomes so much easier for you now to balance whatever happening in your personal life with your professional life, so that everything can just flow naturally, and you won't feel bogged down. You know what I mean? You won't feel like, Lord God, Tom Jones that give me trouble, or my husband that give me trouble in my life, and then you just come and you take it up on people at your workplace. Once you know how fi, what you call it? What is the term? You're asleep, man. You're not talking.
No, I'm asleep. I'm most of all. I listen when I stay right now. Because right now,
he's sleeping on me, guys. He's sleeping.
The part is that where Lord God Tom Jones give problem in my life. I want to know fi. I say, what she has to know? What complete the thought? I mean, I say, all right, you want me now. For me, with gaining the 3D, or low, none of them start with D, mental, physical, and spiritual. The D represent dimension for me, like 3-dimensional. Like, that's the depth, how deep these things connect to us. So, listen now. With these things in play, doesn't mean that problem won't seek you out. So even if Tom Jones, woman or man, I get problem, not them life, each is our life. What happens is that with the maturity and understanding and the functionability of how these things can basically work together simultaneously, will alleviate the situation, so you make it less severe, basically. So you find it easier to function and have a better chance of being a success over struggle than a struggle success over you. You know what I mean? So with this, the first approach we can start off with the mental is being in an environment of your choice, because there's always a choice of a free will, because a lot of us aren't doing the job we love or we want to do, because we think that life forces us in a certain situation. But with force and where we want to be, you have to make certain sacrifices.
and you have to value if the sacrifice you're willing, what you're willing to sacrifice is basically good enough for what you're seeking. Won't you agree?
Yes, I agree. I agree. And as you talk about, as you spoke about, it's something relating to passion. Yeah, when you're not feeling passionate about what you want to do anymore, when you talked about your job and something, that is something that is really key in order in self-development, because if you're not passionate about what you do, me I can tell you, say, you just hold back yourself. You have to be passionate about what you do in order to grow and develop and become a better you. So, as I said before, when I was saying that, you should always try to be a better version of yourself, or when you said that we should always try to be a better version of ourselves, once you are doing something that you are passionate about, you see, even if you never feel good about what you do yesterday, today is a brand new day, you can move on from it and, you know?
Question.
How you know you are doing something when you're passionate about it? Explain.
Oh, you know?
Yeah,
right. All right. When you're passionate about something, doing it, it's so easy, it's so free. You don't feel stressed out about it. You don't feel like you're being burdened with it. Like, for instance, if you're not passionate about working in an office, or you're not, you don't like working in an office, and every day if you go to work, you just a complain about going to work, or you always reach late, you're not passionate about your job. You don't want to be there. But passionate meaning that you will ask to add hours of the night to get your work done. You just always want to go to work. You always depend on a good vibe for go work. Even if something not go right in your life, you still always have, you know, the vibe that you get the job done because you feel happy with where you are and what you're doing.
All right. For me, passionate, right now you speak about always depend on the good vibes, you still want to get your job done. Listen, that's called being professional. All when no one got work, you still are gonna go because you're professional. What if you're going on airplane?
Enough.
What if you're going on airplane and the pilot say no feel like a fly today?
No, him can't go say that because he's not doing job, if, but if I know even, professional, if he, you know. It's not professional.
It's being professional. You know what? All right. You know what we do for your
no,
living?
No, but you have some people who are not passionate about their job and they're still professional.
No, yeah, but that's the thing. Because when I was starting off in music, I started doing music at age 10. And music was forced upon me by my mother. Right? She just got a watch one day. Enter a pharmacy, Greatest Pharmacy. And guess what? She just said this big sign, keyboard lesson. Right? And decided to come home. Until me, Tremaine, say, if I got a keyboard class, which me even recognize this instrument in my life yet. Mm-hmm. When me start got this class now, me there back at class, because everybody introduced the keyboard before me. Me now start get be a lick on my finger then because me can't play as well as the rest of them. Now, I wasn't passionate about keyboard class until me got high school and realized when we start the music class now, me better everybody in the music class.
Yeah.
Then so start.
That's why that is what you consider to be passionate, because
no.
You constantly grow. You try to do better and better each time, and you start like. And even though you do better than everybody, it no matter to you. You just I love what you do. But passionate is yes, being passionate. You are professional in what you do too, you know, because it comes with some level of professionalism and consistency, and determination and everything. But somebody can be professional and not passionate about what they're doing.
All right, but what I was saying is that
because they can't just be professional because of them job, and they know say they don't want to lose their job, so they just do it and be professional.
Yeah,
about it. But they're not passionate.
No,
about
but
it.
That's where balance come in, because me never like keyboard, and a keyboard I'm living off of today. Me never like keyboard. And every single thing we do, if we make a, we do it with keyboard, we can't make a rhythm. Even my computer keyboard or my regular instrument keyboard, we can't do nothing at all. A keyboard survive me. So keyboard right now is my survival kit. It provide the food, it pay my light bill, and provide clothes and everything. No, here the thing, me never like keyboard, instrument keyboard, from a tender age. I always prefer the computer keyboard for long time still, because I used to play a video game with the computer keyboard, if me never control. But the thing is, when I started high school, I really recognized that the instrument keyboard, people saw something that I never seen myself in me, right? And what took place is that everyone started calling like musician from high school. I was saying no. Then gradually, by hearing certain word, I found myself deeper and deeper in this music. Deeper and deeper in this music. Till it become, I've developed passion. So a term I get to know is that passion is something that can be developed. You might have a set time, but you can end up develop passion. Cause I've never have passion for the music, but me end up develop passion over a period of time. So sometimes we might start something, I want to think I best thing for we.
But if you just run, keep pushing through, because sometimes I know say you need a part. Sometimes you just need to start and continue. Consistency sometimes trump passion big time. So that is really good. That is a really good thing, a good point that you made mention of. Not just doing it because of your passion, but just being consistent with it, and you might end up loving it, which is true. Thank you, Mr. Brian, for being here with us today.
You're welcome.
This was a really interactive and interesting discussion. Even though sometimes we go off kilter and me not tell you no, behind the scenes, we did stop every minute and I chat some whole heap of sitting, and they will come back and record again. So me couldn't know that we do today. Okay, guys, but thank you so much for listening to this episode when you do. And I just want to say a big shout out to everyone that listens. And I do hope that you all have a splendid